Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right and right hand yellow.
Simon didn't say it.
Twister, Adel. It's still Twister.
Simon. Oh, no, I know. Simon didn't say we're playing Twister.
I know, but that guy, Aaron, that guy Simon you invited, he's being an absolute asshole, and he... Hey, Simon?
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to play Simon. He's an asshole. I don't want to play him.
Hey, buddy. Yeah? Do you have somewhere else you need to be? Because we're trying to have some fun over here. And you're
no,
being
I'm
very
playing
strict.
Twister with my new best friends. Right hand yellow, the lady said.
Okay, ow, Simon, you're hurting me.
Right hand yellow.
He's putting her hands on a bunch of bumblebees. I guess.
Yeah.
Ow.
Okay, left foot green. This game is very silly.
Wait, now he's grabbing my left foot and putting it in a big bucket of $100 bills?
Oh.
Simon,
you shouldn't
so
have.
Bad.
Green. Play by the rules. Simon loves the rules.
Simon, okay. You sound like you're constantly constipated.
Whatever. You look like it. High fives from the new friends.
Ow, my bee stings.
Hi, welcome back to the Clue Crew. It's a Friday, everybody. Fuck you all. Fuck it.
Whoa, Simon. Whoa, buddy.
Simon.
Pump the brakes.
Aaron, you sounded like you were recording like an outgoing voicemail message right there. Like, hey, everybody, you've reached the Clue Crew.
It's a Friday. Get your party on. Before we get started on this episode, everyone take one shot of tequila.
I think I say one big step back.
Yep.
Let's go around the horn and just let's everybody say what we're sipping on this Friday afternoon. Me,
well,
it's got to be classic blue water, baby. That's right.
Me as well. Classic blue water, baby.
And I have the all new clear.
Whoa.
One of their bottles is completely filled with vodka. You have to guess. Call it down.
New flavor just dropped.
Hey, Josh, you're having a stroke. Can you re-record that?
Okay. All right. So we're all on here drinking water like good little podcasters. Yeah. Well, so how boring. How fucking predictable we are.
Well, in my arm's reach, I have a Red Bull and I also have a nail polish remover. So
the arms of a Red Bull.
I can mix
a
it
Red
up
Bull,
if I need.
Red Bull and nail polish remover. God, that brings me
cocktail.
Back to my clubbing days.
Now I heard something and I don't know if this is true. I've heard that...
Well, by all means, repeat it to 5,000 people, my good man.
I get why the world's broken.
I've heard that all water is blue, but you need to have enough of it in one space for you to actually see the tint. Is that right? Is that true? Is that why the ocean is blue and bottled water is not?
Whoa.
I guess so.
Casey said, LOL, no, what the fuck?
It's light refracting, bro. Whatever, Casey. Hop on the microphone or not, Casey. Pick a side.
No, dumbass. Water is blue because fish are blue. So, yeah, you're not going to see any water in your bottle because there ain't no fish in there. But if it's an ocean, that's full of fish and they blue as hell.
Okay. Well, I heard that all mozzarella is fried and that, where would it take this? String cheese.
In my ideal world, it is.
Aaron, in your ideal world, in your ideal world, you are hosting this Patreon. What are we doing today?
Well, we are back.
Why the fuck was I brought here? Why was I
everyone's least favorite thing I do on the show? The State Series.
Singing.
Oh, yeah. I like
love
it.
Your singing.
And then 50 other people like it too. And yeah.
Ooh,
you know 50? What? That's all that matters. Exactly the
There's
amount
50
of
states.
So. Today,
Aaron,
I'm
you
going
and I,
in order.
You and I are the same age. Did you have those commemorative state quarters when you were growing up?
Oh, my God. We were obsessed with finding those. We each had like one of those like collectible
booklets.
Things.
Books.
Booklets.
Yeah.
And my dad would keep track of which ones would come out. And he'd be like, why is out, everybody? And he'd print out what it looks like. And we'd have to go through every time we got quarters back. It was thrilling.
Oh, no. Aaron, I think your dad's under arrest for forgery. He's printing out what quarters look like.
Yeah, he tried to use that as currency.
And taming them to nickels?
He's the best.
And luckily, he's from like the 1910s where he could go down to a store and be like, hey, four hamburgers, and like flip him a quarter, and they'd be like, whoa, is this real?
Yeah, your dad's wimpy, right? I'll gladly pay you Wednesday for a hamburger today.
I loved those. I had that booklet. I went apeshit collecting those. Apparently, the guy who... I don't want to say invented quarters because that's wrong, but the guy that decided to put all of the like states on these quarters, it like massively increased the popularity and the demand of like a dying coin that people had like stopped caring about.
What a weird thing to be like, I increased the covetability of quarters. Like, what is this weird?
Now people are in the streets trading quarters to each other and being like, here, oh, this costs 75 cents. Have a dollar. Have another dollar. A quarter back for me.
Well, today we are doing genuinely one of my favorite states.
Oh, let us guess. Mm-hmm. Is it the state, of regret? The state of despair?
State of anxiety. State of complete anxiety.
Yeah, my favorite. Eye roll.
Oh, we are doing. Don't step on them. Put these back.
Ow, ow, ow. we are doing Maine. Welcome to Maine.
Maine is one of your favorite states?
Mm-hmm. And guess who's from Maine?
Oh, Krabs.
Kevin Klein.
Both, yes. My sweet brother-in-law, enemy to the show, Mitch.
Wow.
So Mitch is from Maine. I'm gonna get Mitch.
Oh, so
nickname the Pine Tree State. It's the 23rd state. It became a state in 1820. Population of about 1.4 million. Capital Augusta. Biggest city Portland. And I earnestly love Maine. Yes, Adel.
Maine wasn't a state until 1820. That seems fairly late, right? For the New England area.
People forgot it was up there.
Yeah, there's still only 1.2 million people up there, so it's like it's not like it's a high demand state.
I mean, in 1820, we had like Nintendo Wii's already. Like, how did it not become a state until that? That seems insane, right?
So yeah, I know it seems kind of late because you would think it was a part of the first 13, but it's not.
Yeah.
Huh. So I texted Mitch and I was like, "Hey, we're doing Maine. Send me Maine vibes." What's going on?
Okay.
He sent me the Maine Christmas song. It's a YouTube video of that. Casey, I'll send it to you, and then you can plug that in at the end, I think. Here are some of Mitch's thoughts on Maine.
Okay.
I love that when you're born here, you're good, but if you're not, you're always an outsider. I love that we call out-of-state tourists flatlanders, and Maine isn't even that mountainous. So they call them flatlanders, and there's
like the movie.
It's not that mountainy of a place. You got to be born in Maine to be considered a Mainer. This is my favorite thing he sent. This is like the best description of the Maine accent, which is one of my favorites. The accent is incredible. I really think it's the best accent in America, like molasses dribbled on top of a Boston accent. That's the truest thing I have ever heard.
Hmm. Yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that.
Aaron, can you do an impression of a Maine accent? I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Paw. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay,
I'm a Maynard, yeah.
Now please do a Jimmy Stewart impression.
It's the same.
hey, it's same. A puka. The moon, Mary, the moon.
His friend Jake has a family that grows blueberries, and Maine is known for their blueberries and lobsters.
That's true.
And it's also so beautiful, it's insane. I truly think it's like the secret of the United States, how beautiful Maine is. I think it might be my favorite of the New England states. It's that pretty. If I had to live anywhere other than LA right now, I think I'd move to Maine.
Now, JPC, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm dying to go to Maine, by the way. You went to Acadia National Park?
Yeah, I went to Acadia National Park. It was gorgeous there, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of lighthouses too, right? Lighthouse Central?
I mean, are there lighthouses in the park? I don't think I saw a lighthouse in the park.
Well, that's my children's book, Lighthouse in the Park. Please check that out. Coming this spring to CBS.
there probably are a lot of lighthouses in Maine. It's like it's mostly coast, right? It's got a ton of coast.
Yeah, that state has more lighthouses than any other state, maybe? Possibly?
I don't know.
Hopefully, please.
Now, Aaron, this is out of left field, but is Maine the state where we get the phrase horny on Maine?
Yes, it is. Michigan has the most lighthouses at all.
Huh. And real quick, Aaron, you said yes to that, but you couldn't give me lighthouses? Wait, you just said something about lighthouses?
Yeah, Michigan has the most.
Oh, Michigan. Oh. There's no ocean in Michigan.
It's for the lake. Ugh. So here's some fun facts about Maine. Maine is the only state that shares its borders with only one other U.S. state.
Washington.
Canada.
No.
Yeah, loops around.
Name the state if you can.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is a crazy number. Are you ready for this? 90% of the country's lobster supply comes from Maine. Approximately 40 million pounds of lobster is caught off the coast of Maine.
All right, Aaron, answer me this. If Maine only touches New Hampshire, correct, that's what you said, and I rented a car in Boston and drove to Maine, then legally I've been to New Hampshire, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What is this?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.